KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 43 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of patchy fog, otherwise partly cloudy today and a high of 55. Good morning and Merry Christmas. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, Red Oak Police early this morning arrested a man on a warrant out of Missouri. 62-year-old Thomas Raymond Wells II of Red Oak was taken into custody a little after 12 a.m. on the warrant for possession of dangerous drugs. Wells was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond pending transport to Missouri. And Red Oak Police arrested a woman Tuesday night for breach of peace. Authorities say 21-year-old Sierra Leanne Hebb of Red Oak was taken into custody just before 7:45 p.m. at the 1200 block of East Summit Street. Hebb was transported to the Montgomery County Jail where her bond was set at $300. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted in conducting her arrest. Iowa is working with five other states to study the availability of alternative fuel along Interstate 80. A federal grant will help to determine where electric vehicles can be charged and where compressed natural gas is available. Stuart Anderson, the Iowa DOT's director of the planning, says the range of current early generation electric vehicles depends on the temperature and wind.
We have some charging infrastructure, which is called level 2, which charge at a slower rate and take longer to charge. What really we need on these corridors for long-distance travel are these DC fast-charging stations, direct current fast-charging stations, which do a really high charge in a short period of time.
Drivers of these vehicles often suffer from something called range anxiety, as there are long stretches of road where there are no charging or fill stations. For now, Iowa only has three of the DC-3 or fast charge stations. They're located in Council Bluffs, Des Moines, and Coralville, while Tesla has some stations for its own vehicles.
So what this planning effort will do is really try to identify the ideal location to fill in gaps and also help identify partnerships to get those facilities developed.
Of those three fast charge sites in Iowa, two are located at gas stations, while the third is in the parking lot of a Walmart. The difference between level 2 and DC-3 charging stations is 4 to 6 hours versus 20 to 30 minutes. Anderson says the cost of filling in those gaps with the appropriate electrical service to fast charge electric vehicles can be very expensive.
And of course, it's more than just the charging infrastructure. These sites also need to have amenities for the public, some sort of shelter, restroom facilities, adequate lighting. Ideally, there's some like restaurant or food availability as well. So that all comes into the discussion as well.
From coast to coast, Interstate 80 is 2,900 miles long. The eastern half, known as the Mid-America Corridor, goes from New Jersey through Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois to the western border of Iowa. And that includes 306 miles of interstate in Iowa. The holiday season is a time for spending with family and friends and giving and receiving gifts. This is also the most waste-generated time of the year. According to Stanford University, Americans throw away 25% more trash from Thanksgiving to New Year's, which adds an additional 1 million pounds of waste going to the landfill per week. If every family reused just 2 feet of holiday ribbon, the 38,000 miles of ribbon saved could tie a bow around the planet. If every family wrapped 3 of the gifts they give in reusable materials like the newspaper, comics pages, magazines, and so on, it would save enough paper to cover approximately 45,000 football fields. According to the 2017 Iowa Statewide Waste Characterization Study, overall, cardboard was the 5th most landfill material out of the 62 sort categories. The total amount of cardboard landfilled in Iowa was about 84,200 tons. Based on a current market value of $51 per ton of cardboard, that adds up to $4.3 million. The Iowa DNR asks you to consider these holiday savings tips from the EPA and others. Consider the source. Choose recycled or sustainable source materials. Shop local to support area shops, bakers, and artisans while reducing shipping costs and impacts. Rethink the wrap. Reuse maps, comics, newsprint, kid art, or posters as a gift wrap. Get wrapped gifts in recycled paper or a reusable bag. Or skip the gift wrap, hide the gifts, and leave clues or trails for kids to follow. Believe it or not, despite Christmas paper being typically made of paper, most of the time you can't actually recycle it. And you can forget the foil and glittery paper this Christmas and opt for a more subtle style. There are more tips available in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And the folks of the Iowa DNR say they wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year. In our funeral announcements, Bernard Bernie Owen, age 86, of Audubon, died December 11th. A celebration of life memorial service for Bernie Owen will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at our, actually on Friday, I should say, at 10 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Helen Rohnfeld, age 95, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Helen Rohnfeld will be Friday at 11:30 at Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Elsie Pfeiffer, age 84, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Elsie Pfeiffer will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. John M. Robinson, age 101, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for John Robinson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Belinda Boer Holbrook, age 65, of Stewart, died December 21st. Funeral services for Melinda Holbrook will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. The family requests everyone wear purple in honor of Melinda. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Mel Enfield, age 72, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died December 11th. Funeral services for Mel Enfield will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Donna McLaren, age 92, of Atlantic and formerly a longtime Cumberland Messina area resident, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Family graveside services for Donna McLaren will be Saturday at 11 a.m. in the Messina Center Cemetery, north of Messina. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Patty Murphy, age 60, of Casey, died December 15th. A celebration of life for Patty Murphy will be held Saturday from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Stewart Depot in Stewart. Pearson Family Funeral Service of Corning has the arrangements. Linda Bradshaw, age 74, of Linden, died Friday at her home. Celebration of life open house for Linda Bradshaw will be on Sunday from 1 until 4 p.m. at the Linden Lions Building. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. And Barbara Anderson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Allen Place Assisted Living Community. Services for Barbara Anderson are currently pending with the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.